My name is Amber Sheff. I've been on the team for 4 years. I have an older sister, and when she joined the mock trail team her freshman year, I was able to go and watch one of her competitions, and I really just fell in love with it because of the acting element of it and the whole courtroom drama aspect of it.
So kind of that the intensity and like performance almost.
Exactly.
My name is Lydia O'Brien. I've been with the mock trial team for 4 years now. I really don't know why I joined mock trial. Like, I honestly can't tell you why, because I used to hate public speaking and talking to people in general. So I honestly don't know why, but I definitely know why I've stayed in mock trial since I've joined.
Why is that?
Well, for one, it teaches you a lot of public speaking skills, skills which I did not possess before. So it's taught me a lot of skills that I think will come in handy later on in life.
And maybe you could describe, like, for somebody who isn't familiar, what is mock trial and how does it work in competition?
What happens is each team across the state is given the same case materials, and those consist of 3 witness affidavits for each side, the plaintiff and defense. And basically, we're given this case, and we have to construct both sides, the plaintiff and defense. And so this means 3 witnesses and 3 attorneys.
And so then each person on the mock trial team plays one of those roles. Is that how it works?
Yes. Everyone gets either a witness role or an attorney role.
Like, for example, this year, Lydia and I, because we've got the most experience on the team, we have 2 attorney roles, which means that we're attorneys on both sides of the case.
And maybe you can explain, Lydia, for somebody who hasn't ever been on the mock trial team, you know, maybe an adult who never did it in high school, what do you do to prepare and to kind of train?
The first thing we do is read through all of the affidavits and basically get an overview of what the case is about. And for legal arguments, every team in the state gets the same rules of competition for mock trial and federal rules of evidence kind of modified for mock trial. So we have to go through those, and we usually have attorneys, coaches to help us out to understand those and argue them better.
So kind of getting familiar with the legal world, that's one thing that you have to master. Anything you want to add, Amber, in terms of, like, how do you get good at mock trial?
I would definitely attribute it to 2 main things. One is the help that we get from all of our coaches. They do a lot of the work that goes into writing our scripts, for example, and, like Lydia said, helping us understand the law. But then a lot of it also comes from the team itself and the work that we put in terms of memorizing all of our scripts. The witnesses have to memorize their answers. They have to know everything that's in their affidavit. The attorneys have to have their questions memorized that they're going to ask the witnesses. They have to have objection language memorized. And in Lydia and my case, we have to have the opening statements and closing arguments memorized as well.
Wow, so it is kind of like a piece of theater in that you're rehearsing and memorizing these arguments.
It is, but there is also an element of improvisation as well. We don't know what the other team's witnesses are going to say, and so as attorneys, we have to be able to think on our feet and to respond to that. On the witness side of things, they don't know what they're going to be asked from the other team's attorneys, and so they have to think up answers on the spot that still make them look credible.
What does it feel like when you're in the moment, when you're on the stand or you're in the role of attorney, like on the stage, so to speak?
When I'm always up there presenting, I'm always thinking to myself, okay, remember that the other team is just as nervous as you are right now, so just use your nerves to your advantage. That's what I'm always thinking every time I go up to perform.
How do you do that? How do you use your nerves to your advantage?
My nerves, you know, they're energizing. You're filled with, like, nervous energy. So I try to convey that into my opening statement or my closing argument and my cross-examination of witnesses to kind of seem more persuasive and et cetera.
Personally, for me, my memories of competition are kind of a blur because, for me, I just feel that once we get into the trial, once things get into swing, I kind of go on autopilot. I'm reciting my memorized lines. I kind of fall into the rhythm of things. And even when it does come to that time when I have to think on my feet and figure out something that might not be directly stated in the materials, it just it happens in the moment, and things just always seem a little bit easier in that sense.
The state championship is coming up this weekend, right? So what's going through your mind in terms of, like, preparing or kind of what's your mindset going into the weekend?
I think the mindset that I have is just not to expect too much, because no matter what the outcome is, I think everyone will have performed awesomely from what I see in practice. So no matter what the outcome is, it'll be a great experience.
I agree, and I'd like to say that I'm really proud of all the hard work that my teammates have put in. At this point, we're pretty much polishing our case. But then again, we don't know what the cases that the other teams are going to prepare, what the judges are going to think. So there's an element of luck involved, too.
Lydia and Amber, thank you so much.
Thank you.